strange.
Greetings. You've entered into the Paracosmos, where anything is possible and everything is probable. Hi, I'm Lacey. How are you?
I'm Leah. We haven't done this in a long time, but that was so smooth.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm vibrating with excitement about what we're talking about today. So,
are you just pulsating with energy?
My soul has entered another dimension, and I'm trying to pull it back because I realize I need it to like continue, but it's very difficult. It's very hard. If you've listened to our show, you know that thing I love the most is X-Men, and we just got the X-Men 97 trailer. Woo! And it's coming out in March, same month as my birthday.
Yeah, buddy, it's what, March 20th? I think this is when it premieres on Disney Plus.
March 20th. I'm very, very excited. I've probably watched the trailer like 1,000 times at this point. I feel like I saw it in the first like 7 minutes when it got dropped.
Yeah.
Ashton immediately sent it to me. And then what was funny is like literally I finished watching it and another friend sends it to me. It's like, Lazy, have you seen this? And I was like, I just watched it.
I know. I sent you the poster for it that morning and you like completely ignored it. And then you immediately messaged me and were like, that trailer's out now.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Listen. Yeah. Listen, I miss messages all the time.
Yeah, like I frequently don't reply back for hours to days.
We're both good at that.
It just, it flows, you know, a lot like Gambit jumping on Wolverine's back. So,
oh my God. Okay, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. So I love how they started the trailer with like going into an old TV.
Oh, it was so good. The way that they started, they kind of recap the ending the original animated series.
Yes, which of course, as we know, Professor X will, you know, if you don't know, the old series, like Professor X is gone now.
Did he die or did he just go into a coma?
I thought he died.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought he died.
I thought he died. Like, now, of course, it's Marvel, so you never know.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, he died. Wink, wink. So you never know if they're just going to be like, har har, we cloned him or reincarnated him or the space lady he's sometimes involved with and in love with brought him back. Like
his brain is in another body, you know.
Oh yeah, because his brain does literally
bouncing. Red Skull had it for a minute, like it just
because it's literally a weapon of mass destruction. Just Professor X's brain is a weapon of mass destruction.
So should they not just like when he does die periodically, should they not just like take his brain and like shoot it into space or something?
Unfortunately, like, there's a lot of people in space.
They just keep burying it though. And then somebody like the Red Skull comes around and they just cut it out and they're like, now it's my brain. I don't think that's how brains work. Like, I don't think you just put a brain in your noggin and like just have its powers.
It would be dead. It would be dead.
But
But X-Men.
X-Men.
You know,
Nazis.
Mutants. It's Marvel. Everything. What are you going to do? We have admitted to ourselves that Marvel can pretty much do whatever they want now.
They will do literally whatever they want.
This happened? Retcon. This happened?
But yeah.
Not in this universe.
They'll just cancel the issue and then they'll just restart it.
Exactly. They can restart and jump to different dimensions as much as they want now, honestly, with the doors they've opened. So,
you know.
I guess we just have to accept
it. That was Earth 313333292, guys. Yeah. Come on.
Hundreds and thousands of different Earths, so they can do whatever they want. Okay, so yeah, it starts with the TV. We get like the classic X-Men. It recaps the end, you know, Professor X dying. And I love that. I love that it looks like they kept the, I'm pretty sure they did. They kept the old like clip of the X-Men show. Like, it's not like they reanimated it.
No, it's like
like the 2D.
The 2D kind of grainy cartoon that it is now, you know, because like it's never, I don't think it's been remastered into a cleaner digital version.
No, it has not.
Because even when I watch it on Disney Plus, it's still very like disproportionate to the measurements that are shows now.
Yes. So let's talk about some of the first Easter eggs we get. So as it goes into the animation of the new show, X-Men 97, Cyclops is talking, kind of doing a narration thing about, you know, we got to stay a team and all this stuff. Like, the professor's gone, but he does
we
that
win
throughout.
It together.
Right. Yeah. So three things right off the bat on that newspaper. It's the Daily Bugle.
Mm-hmm.
That's reporting it.
My boy.
In the top left, it says, is Spider-Man a mutant?
Mm-hmm.
So confirm Spider-Man is in this universe.
This picks up where the old one left off. So this is that same universe. And in that show, in the X-Men animated series, they did do crossovers with Spider-Man. Because there was like a 2 or 3 episode arc where Spider-Man was actually turning into Man-Spider.
Right.
Went to the X-Men for help. And was like, stop my mutation from going. And they told him, you are not an actual mutant. You don't understand mutant struggles, so we cannot help you. And they cast him away. He turned into a big-ass Spider-Man and grew arms. And they were like, too graphic for the kids. So they rolled it back, sent out the X-Men. They fixed him, and then they went, you know what, Spider-Man, you do understand what it's like to be a mutant. Because they were like, you weren't born a mutant, you gained these abilities.
Right.
So you are not a mutant. And then by the end of it, they were like, you know what, Spider-Man, anytime you need an X-Man, you are welcome here. And he was like, thanks, just had to die first.
Just had to die.
So they have done crossovers with like other animated shows. So this does exist all in that same Spider-Man world.
Yes. So so we got the Spider-Man little Easter egg there. And then it says Hellfire Gala at the top, which was a comic series that came out. Basically like big X-Men party. Big mutant party is all it was. And like
didn't they kill Scarlet Witch at the Hellfire Gala?
Oh my gosh. She died and then she wasn't dead. And then it was Magneto's fault. And then it wasn't Magneto's fault. And then craziness. It was a whole thing. You gotta go
Trial
read it.
Magneto, just go read it.
Yeah, lots of twists and turns. So Hellfire Gala is also listed at the top right. So those are some of our like first little Easter eggs. I'm probably not gonna catch all of them. I will say that. Like, I'm probably gonna miss some of them because I'm not like a professional Easter egg finder. It's not my thing. Then we have the classic, you know, people that are saying, like, protesters that are saying, like, stop mutants,
our anti-mutant squad out there for the Sentinels to eventually come in again.
Yep. I do want to point out that one of the people that's protesting mutants is holding a literal stop sign, like a street sign.
Cute. Love it. I think that's a crime.
And he just plastered the word mutants below stop.
Cute.
But this man is holding a street sign, so that is commitment.
Well, they're also like staying committed to a lot of the original storylines. It looks like there is a Sentinel arm at one point in the trailer.
Yep, that's right after they're bringing back the Sentinels for sure.
Which they always do. There's always Sentinels involved.
Yep, Magneto's talking to the world leaders. I imagine it's going to be a lot of like.
Magneto,
you know,
trying to like take over the world again,
or even because I know Magneto has a streak where he isn't as much of a villain. He does lead the X-Men at one point.
He does help the X-Men a lot, specifically when they do like, oh, we screwed up, we need to go refix everything again.
So, and I think that's going to be part of this series. Is Magneto coming to help the X-Men with him showing up and stuff?
Well, because he does appear, at the end of it? Yeah, the end of the trailer. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Xavier left everything to me.
Yeah, to me. So I'm in charge.
So I think he's going to be bad. And then he's going to be good.
Yeah.
And then he'll probably be bad again. He'll be probably pretty gray towards the end.
He's always been morally gray. Yeah. Back and forth.
But I think he'll come around for a hot second there.
Yeah. We'll definitely get good Magneto. And then, of course, we see... Now, a lot of the times when we see the X-Men team in the trailer, Jean Grey is not there. Like, she's there pregnant. For the... Right. She's there for, like, the calmer, chill moments, mm-hmm. right? The slice of life moments. She's not there for the battle-ready moments. She is very pregnant. My thing, and a lot of people are saying that this might not be Jean Grey, that it might be Madeline Pryor, Jean Grey's clone. And Sinister is confirmed to be one of the villains coming back in the series.
So wasn't Sinister a piece of, like, the original series, too?
Yes, big. And his whole thing was he wanted the DNA from Cyclops and Jean Grey because he wanted to clone them. Because he thought that they were, like, top-tier mutants.
Okay. Yep. And, well, because that's also how Cable becomes involved. Because isn't Cable... Mm-hmm. Cable is...
Madeline's son.
Madeline's son. Madeline
not Jean's.
Because... Okay, hold on. I'm trying to think here. It's weird because, oh, shoot. What's her name? Cable's daughter is Cable's daughter is technically Scott's grandchild or something like that. Is it?
Well, yeah.
It's something weird where, like,
Hope Summers.
Hope is her name.
Oh, no, wait. No, sorry. That's Cable's wife. Sorry. Back up. Cable's partner and wife is Hope Summers.
Okay, that's right. So that is
Cable's partner and wife, Hope Summers. And how am I trying to say this? Hope is not the mom, though. She is like the foster mom to Cable's daughter. It's very confusing.
I've always been slightly confused by this.
This is part of the X-Men story where it kind of starts to get really complicated.
It's basically like Back to the Future.
Yes, it's very Back to the very like
where Cable goes back and he's older than Scott, and then like Hope comes back and she's grown at one point. I forget what storyline it was. It's one I read not too long ago. She comes back in time to work with the X-Men. But she is also grown and working with, like, Scott. Jean is gone. And everybody's just very, like, this is weird because you're the daughter that they haven't had yet. But you're here now.
Hope Summers is the adoptive daughter of Cable and Hope Summers.
Okay.
Which is
do we think that she's
hella confused.
So do we think that Jean Grey or whoever is pregnant with Hope now, and that's why Cable comes into it, because he knows that some hokey dokey is about to happen once the baby is born, or to Jean, I guess, once the baby is born. So he's going back in time to do something, because Cable only ever is coming back in time to stop some hoodoo voodoo, you know.
I don't know.
I'm just drinking this cherry Pepsi, sitting in silence, wondering what they're going to do next. Because the original animated show, they did all these really, really cool storylines, but they were all very out of order.
Yes, and it's just very out of order.
Like, they're just like two or three episodes, and they'll do like a whole entire like 20-issue storyline. And then the next episode will be like everything is normal again. And I know that there was a couple episodes where like they referenced old stuff and they kind of followed like a storyline. And then I also heard that like it's actually, when it was premiering on television, it was not as out of order as it is on streaming now, because they uploaded it to streaming out of order or something. But I don't think that's true.
When I watched it, it was still out of order. I remember watching
it on television and it being like just sporadic like that. Like, they would only ever play it in order if it was like a part one and two of something. So I don't think that they were actually putting much thought into it, because this was kind of like their first run at getting X-Men on television got passed, and then they did Spider-Man and that did well, so they came back and did more X-Men.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
It'll be fun to see what they do, because I think that this runaround is going to have a more concise story to it.
Yeah, I was going to say, what would be really cool is if they explained it better. Yeah.
If they, like, did stuff.
Yeah, if they do stuff with...
Because, like, why are they all going into battle? What are they doing? Why is Gambit on Wolverine's back? What, like...
Listen,
I want to know these things.
I cried. Because
clearly they're hanging out, they're chilling, and then it looks like Magneto's like testifying or something, and then like, why are they, are they about to bring Apocalypse back into this? Because they're at a pyramid at some point.
Yeah, they go to this pyramid and there's a party, and I love that.
So like,
I love that Jubilee's just partying. Like they walk in and she's like, party? Absolutely. And I'm like,
and the X-Men, like, there she is. On business, and she's like hanging, just chilling.
Honestly, everyone looks pretty excited about the party except Wolverine.
Well, yeah.
Everyone came to party except Wolverine.
That makes a lot of sense. Always the case.
Yeah, it's always the case. Yeah,
that just makes a lot of sense. Because it looks like we're getting our standard lineup, you know, we're getting our regular team lineup. They're following the storyline that Scott's leading the X-Men now. So I wonder if, like, by the end of this, like, Scott's going to be a complete douche nugget like he is in the comics.
Ooh, yeah. He gets.
He becomes a bad guy for, like, a little minute there.
Yeah. Yeah. He gets real depressed.
He gets real bad.
Depressy espressy. I know in that scene when Gambit jumps on Wolverine's back, they are fighting Sentinels.
Yeah.
So that's part of what
they're like,
doing.
It looks like the whole end of this trailer is them, like, fighting Sentinels, you know?
Yeah, until they're playing basketball again.
Yeah.
Just catch. Basketball's always just been a thing with the X-Men. They've always just had basketball moments.
It might be the easiest sport to animate.
Yeah, even in the comics.
Well, they have a basketball court. It's a big feature of the mansion. Like,
That's true.
They got to use it at some point to maintain the illusion.
I love that the last will and testament of Charles Francis Xavier is in a book.
Fucking book.
It's like a book. It's not book. Not just a legal document. It's a book. His will and testament is a book.
So we know that Xavier and Magneto were friends.
They were besties for a while.
They were roommates.
They were roommates.
And they were roommates.
They were roommates.
They shared toothbrushes and stuff, I'd imagine.
Disgusting.
No personal space. Like, so they were buddies. They were bros. They were broskies. They hung out.
Yeah.
They talked trauma. They worked shop. They saved the world. They fought each other. Magneto tried to do a whole genocide several times.
Yeah.
Worked with a lot of really bad people. Killed a lot of people. Killed a lot of really good people.
Essentially, because his people went through a genocide, he was like, well, this is how people are, so now I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it, too.
That's not the answer, but that's
so
not good.
So, like, and we know there's been certain time periods where Magneto is, like, a little good boy. He's hanging out. He's helping the X-Men, because they have to, you know? Like, it's an all-or-nothing type scenario.
Right.
So Xavier ends up, at some point, because he didn't know he was going to die at that particular moment. He might have, but he didn't. And he preconceived his death, and he decided, when I write my will and testament in this big book. This multi-chapter book.
Like a book with a spine.
Yes, like a hardbound book. Yeah. The fancy edition at the Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
At the end of it, I'm going to put Magneto's name. I'm going to put Eric Leshner.
Don't ask me.
Yep,
Leshner. I know Eric.
AKA Magneto at the bottom of this, because I will guarantee that he is a good boy at the time of this will.
I guarantee I will leave everything to him, because when I die, he will be good boy.
He'll be good boy, and he will continue to be good boy. Like, what?
You know?
Why? And then the X-Men are just like, we're mad about it, but we're going to keep doing what the professor wants.
They're literally all ready to fight him, which I think...
you can, like, see it on their faces. Like, I will eat your spleen.
I think the screenshot of that is hilarious, because
I'm literally looking at it right now.
Jean Grey is so unbelievably pregnant.
In a referee's jersey, Gambit's got a bandana on. Like,
is she really about to go fight him in the last, like, probably few days of her third trimester?
To be fair, it's not like she has to actually physically do much.
You are right. Yep, you're right. You know. You're right. I forget. And then there's this Wolverine. She's a whole, like, crazy.
How do you think Wolverine's handling this pregnancy? Do you think it's Scott's baby?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
I don't. Do you? I really don't think Jean and Wolverine ever get together.
I don't think they ever do. As much as
I would love to honestly see a little throuple between the three of them. I'd even like to see Cyclops and Wolverine together. Just being honest. That's what I want. Is that ever going to happen? Am I ever going to get my dreams? No. I've given up on most of my dreams. I'm used to it. It's fine. It's cool. Everything can live in my head rent-free. That's where it stays. But that's fine. But no.
You might be the only person that wants that.
Oh, I know for a fact I am not. I've been on the internet. Lee. I've not been on that side of the internet. I have seen people talk about it. So don't get
like, I have seen some things in my day.
I've seen things I don't want to see.
Back in my day. What was it? DeviantArt? You ever been on that website?
Oh, yep. Sure have. Mm-hmm. Sure have.
Was this the Tumblr days?
It was Tumblr. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I just got Tumblr again recently, just for funsies. Just to kind of pal around. Yeah, just to be like, wow, look at this place.
Look at the blogs. Look at the chaos.
Yeah, it really, I love how chaotic it is. And some of the humor on there is great. Anyway, they all look really pissed at Magneto. And I love that, like, Morph seems like he's a predominant picture in this,
it looks like.
Yeah, like as a good guy, like a team member, because he gets left behind pretty quick. In the original series, like
it was a one-off, wasn't it? Like they created him for that show and then they killed him pretty quick or something like that.
I don't remember if that's the case. But I do know that he gets like, quote, he feels like he got left behind and betrayed, and him and Wolverine are besties.
He was an original character for the animated series, but he was based off of an existing character. I don't know why they do that sometimes, like when they're doing movies and animated adaptions, instead of just using the character that they have the rights to, they will like combine two characters or create another character that is very, very similar.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't notice this, because I've been jumping around to see like what else I can see. Oh my God. Give me one second. I got to look a name up
Spicy blue boy missing from this trailer.
There is, but I do think
he'll be in it.
He has a confirmed voice actor.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he has a confirmed voice actor, so he's definitely gonna come back. Absolutely.
I need my little blue nugget. My other blue one.
He's gonna come back because he, I'm trying to find...
So they have Bishop in here a lot, and then they have Morph in here a lot. So they are, it looks like they are going to follow some type of a storyline.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And not be so, like, episode of the week, you know?
The Morlocks. So right after... Is it right after or right before? Right, like, before... That little newspaper flyer falls down, like the scene on the street with the TVs in the window.
Yeah.
That says wholesale. If you look to the left, the leader of the Morlocks is there holding on to one of the kids and honestly probably taking them back down to the sewers because that's where they hide.
My people.
Callisto, I believe is her name, the leader of the Morlocks.
Okay.
So you can see, yeah, she's the one that has the eye patch.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Bro.
Yes, Callisto. Callisto, the leader of the Morlocks. Yeah. So you can see her. So she's also there. So she's a confirmed character. So we're going to get some Morlock stuff too. And I wonder, part of me wonders if they're going to address any of the like stuff that happened with Gambit and the Morlocks, because he was accidentally responsible for their genocide.
Well, you know, Gambit is just...
That was actually what made him turn to good, because he felt so awful that happened because of what he did. So... We'll see.
As he should. So the animation style of this, like the character design is still very animated series. Like this is still very late 80s, early 90s animated series. But the actual animation of this is very reminiscent of the X-Men Evolution
series. Oh, you're right. It's kind of like a mix.
It's a good mixture of it. Cause like I did not hate Evolution. I do think that the storylines were kind of weak, but I did enjoy it quite a lot as a child. Watching that every Saturday morning at like 10 a.m.
Yeah, I love that show.
I loved it. I thought it was so fun.
Okay, so let's talk about we've got some new voice acting going on. We've got some returning and some new. So obviously we don't have our original voice actor for Cyclops. For obvious reasons. But somebody named Ray Chase is now voicing him. Cal Dodd came back as Wolverine. Mm-hmm. We have Jennifer Hale as Jean Grey. We have Mr. George Buzza as Beast. And I believe he was also the original. Of course, the amazing, wonderful, show-stopping, intelligent, independent, just wonderful, gorgeous Lenore as Rogue. I met her. I love her. I would do anything for her. I didn't say that because I didn't want to make her feel weird, but man, she's awesome. Anyway, Allison Seeley Smith will be voicing Storm. And we have a new person again as Gambit. AJ, I cannot say his last name. Locasio, I think. But a younger guy kind of jumping in. He's done quite a bit of voice acting before. And he was keeping it secret because like in his little Instagram bio, he had X-Men 97 ?
I think I remember that. I think I do remember seeing that.
Yeah. So he had that in his bio for a bit. And then I actually saw Lenore announce it first, and then he was like, well, cat's out of the bag, and was like, I'm going to be Gambit. And what was funny is that he was like, I didn't do this on purpose, but I wonder why no one like noticed this. His phone case is the cover of the first comic where we meet Gambit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's his phone cover. Whenever she's taking selfies, it would always be, like, that classic Gambit holding young Storm. Like, I was like, oh, shoot. And he's like, I wasn't trying to give it away. But I'm like, oh, dang. He kind of did, though. Anyway, he's done quite a bit of voice acting, so I'm excited to see where it goes. Lenore seems to really like him and promotes him a lot. We got a lot of other people coming back. Where is it? And then Chris Potter, because I know a lot of people were like, well, what's Chris Potter doing? Is he coming back? And he is. He is actually going to be voicing Cable now. So he's switching over to Cable.
So I got so distracted. I was trying to look up the new voice actor for Cyclops, and some of the Google suggested titles were very
interesting.
Peculiar. Yeah, I just want you to Google... what the hell did I Google? Hold on.
Yes, Ray Chase, who has voiced Ryomen Sukuna from Juju Kaisen Cursed Clash, which I know is a like super famous I guess video game and show, like anime. Oh my god. In 2023 Fire Emblem Engage, he voiced Roy. That's crazy. Yeah, he has done a ton of stuff, a ton of very well-known stuff. So that makes sense. Yep. So now he's going to be our new Cyclops, and he sounded pretty good in the trailer.
Like, oh my goodness.
I thought he did pretty good.
Yeah.
It sounded like Cyclops. Yeah, no,
it did. It sounded like Cyclops. I will say that ending where he's like, to me, my X-Men. Like,
well,
God, that's I loved it.
That's classic 80s.
Yes. I loved it. I was like, that got me super excited.
I think even something our good friend Shannon would like is that the voice for Cyclops voiced, I think you pronounce it Tengen, but from the Demon Slayer show and movie. Oh,
okay.
And yeah, I know that Shannon loves that. So if we told her that, she'd be like, what? So crazy. It like he's just got like this huge list of stuff he's done. I'm like still scrolling. It's insane how much stuff he's done. So I'm excited. He did good. Did you notice we didn't hear some of the voice actors? Yes, like a lot of the characters didn't talk.
I assume that they did that because it would like there would just be a lot going on then. Like they showed us a lot. They didn't show us anything. And then like if we heard all of the voices, like they'll put another trailer out probably.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, oh yeah, this was just the first trailer.
Yeah.
There should be. Well, I hope there's another, honestly. But if not, then I mean it's coming out in less than a month now. So we're about to I wonder how they're gonna do so how do you think they should do it? Do you think they should release like a couple episodes at a time, or do you think it should be one episode at a time?
I think they should just go ahead and drop it, honestly.
The whole thing?
Yeah, I think they should just go ahead and drop it. Because if they found this formula in the past when they did like the what if stuff, that the week by week thing is very difficult to maintain a viewership for an animated series like this. Which I guess it did work out when they did like the Bad Batch, when they were doing one episode at a time for like the Star Wars Bad Batch.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want you to watch it and be hooked to some type of a storyline, they need to at least drop 2 to 3 episodes to begin with. But I don't know. I'm a binge watcher. Like, I will watch it weekly. It just, I want to know what's happening now. I want to consume my media immediately.
Instant gratification.
Like, I watched all of Echo, I think, in a day.
I still haven't watched that. I still have to watch
that. I did really like it. There's a really good needle drop, like, halfway through the show that you'll get it when you watch it.
Hell yeah.
But I will say it means that Rob Zombie's a Disney princess now. So
that's all I need to know. Don't say anything else. That's it. That's all I got. I just want to, real quick, just side note. I'm still scrolling through Ray Chase's list of voice.
I gave up on that because all I did was type in Cyclops X-Men and some of the things that popped up. I was just like, So now I'm reading an article where Screen Rant is trying to decide if Wolverine and Cyclops are sleeping together.
I told you I'm not the only one,
Leah. All signs point to yes.
I told you I'm not the only one.
Apparently, I've never Googled this before, and I have been humbled.
In fairness, I've never Googled it either. It found me.
To be fair, I did not Google this. I Googled Cyclops, and this was like the second thing that popped up. The first one was, is Cyclops the weakest X-Men? So maybe that's why he's constantly being an idiot and killed everybody. Who knows?
Listen, Leah, we all know that you're typing in Cyclops X Wolverine 18 plus. We know that's what your Google search is. You don't have to lie to us.
What is it called? Incognito? I'm in incognito mode right now. They'll never know. It's somebody trying to like decipher like out of the newer stuff, like if
out of the minute and like 46 second trailer. This minute 46 second trailer where he says, "Hey, bub," like, "Oh, they're fucking, they're fucking."
The comics is from the comics. Wait till the show comes out. Okay, yeah. X? It implied that the mutants had to procreate with each other, so they couldn't be in exclusive relationships. So there was a lot of really suggestive panels and dialogue between them that implied that Scott and Emma Frost were still banging. 100%. And that there was a polyamorous relationship between Jean Grey, Wolverine, and Scott Summers.
Yeah, that's kind of what a lot of people online have said, is that like they're in a poly relationship, but then Scott also sees Emma on the side. Like he also has a thing with her on the side because of how constant he is switching. And no one seems to care. Everyone's just like, okay.
And I guess, and there was a comic that did confirm that Jean was sleeping with both of them, because the way they set their bedrooms up on a moon station or something was her bedroom in the middle with connecting doors to both men's bedrooms. But it's unclear if they were just in a relationship with her or with all of them. Don't give me that face. Oh no.
Hey guys, is that a weird jump, skip, or retcon? We're Marvel now. We just jumped from Paracosmos 616 to Paracosmos 392939. And I'm really sad I missed Paracosmos 616 when my computer crashed, because Leah apparently went on a 2-minute thing that you guys got to listen to about how Wolverine and Scott had a lot of implication and how they were probably doing it. So I missed that. You got to hear it. You're luckier than me. Anyway, so yeah, so that's a thing. So I don't know.
I'm going to like strategically cut around everything and try to make it make sense.
Do I think, though, that they'll put that in the show? No. I really
don't. Disney Plus. Probably. Yeah, it's Disney Plus. They won't do that.
They're not going to do it. I don't think they're going to do it.
A lot of angry looks, some sad man tears.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're going to keep the classic, like, Cycles and Jean. Yeah, Cycles and Jean are together. That's my laugh. And Wolverine's like, why? I love Jean so much. So.
But, like, why? Like, what? Like,
I never.
Why?
I don't understand.
Like, where did it? Did they just, like, invent it? Did Chris Claremont just invent that to, like,
mess with us? I don't know. I don't get the hype about Jean or Cyclops, to be honest. So,
like, okay. So, I don't get it about, like, Cyclops in the comics, right? Because he's kind of boring. And then he kills everybody. And he's just kind of, like, stupid.
He's not great.
It's like a little overrated, and I'm really tired of the Dark Phoenix stuff.
If they pull some Dark Phoenix stuff in this show, I'm gonna be really disappointed. I'm gonna state that
she's not even the Phoenix right now in the comics. I don't believe. I do fully think that Maya is the Phoenix of Echo. She's got the Phoenix Force, so I hope that we don't go more Phoenix Force, because literally we just had 2 whole movie series that did it. And
yeah, we don't need
they
it.
Did it after the animated show did it.
Yeah, we don't need it.
We don't need it and we don't want it.
No. So there are so many other good storylines to choose from.
There's a lot of stuff.
Let's explore other stuff.
We're talking X-Men 2000 with James Marsden. I'm about it. I'm about Cyclops. That's my man. Love of my life right there.
Still no for me.
Love him to pieces. I think he should come back and be Cyclops.
That is,
I would be living for that.
That is party of one. You, here's your table.
I'll stand alone on this little island.
You can sit. I got you a table.
I got a whole ass chair now, guys. Come on.
Yeah. You don't have to sit on the floor anymore.
So we were gone for a long time because I was moving.
Yes. Well, not only that, you were moving, and then I was sick, and then you got sick.
And then I was sick, and then you were sick, and then I was sick twice over.
Yeah, it's been a lot of sick and moving and just a lot. And we say that probably every time we come back, but we can't help that life decides to kick our ass every 5 seconds.
Listen, I am 2 shakes away from a menti bee, so.
we're about to have a mental breakdown, okay? Just be glad you didn't have to listen to that.
But you did get to listen to the implications.
The implications, yeah. So thanks for listening to the implications with us. And I'm going to go ahead and imply that we're ending the episode, and we'll see you next time.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully next time it's a one-person review of 2024's Madam Web.
Oh, God, yeah. Y'all, I don't know if I'm brave enough to go watch that, so.
Maybe I'll go watch a matinee tomorrow.
Oh, Lord, man. Leah's brave.
The next one.
Leah's brave. Look at her go. Look at her go. All right, well, thank you guys for listening. Hopefully we'll be back very soon. Hopefully life doesn't kick us again. That'd be great. I'd like to not get kicked.
I'd like to not get sick again, if I'm being honest with you guys.
Yeah, just for like a month of being in good health would be so cool.
It would be so wonderful. Solid almost as wonderful month. As the Blood Hunt crossover event is going to be in May for all of these little mutants that I'm going to read up on.
Yep. We'll talk about that in May.
Excited.
Bye.
Bye.